The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue hosts Northwestern on Thursday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, well, we're excited to get the season started, and it's right here in front of us. I know our guys are excited to play on a Thursday night. Great opponent in Northwestern, extremely well coached, very disciplined. I believe has the longest winning streak in the country, and deservedly so because they played great football. So we've got our hands full, but we're looking forward to it. The great thing about it is we do have them on our home turf, and hopefully that can be somewhat of an advantage for us. But definitely an exciting time.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Jeff, are you playing the guessing game like the rest of us are here regarding Clayton Thorson?
Well, I think in general there's a guess on our part. I mean, we're anticipating him playing, and he had a great year last year. He was very effective, did a great job. He's got a ton of experience. He kind of controls that offense. So that's our plan going in, is expecting him to play. And then, of course, if he doesn't, then we'll have to react accordingly. But we always prepare for athletic Wildcat-type quarterbacks or anybody that can be a little different. So we'll have that plan ready to go, but we're definitely anticipating Clayton to play.
And on your end, how do you decide? Is it just based on how the current quarterback on the field is playing, or do you have sort of a set amount that you, a minimum that you like to give each guy, David and Elijah?
Well, I think every situation is different for us. You know, we're going to try to go into the game and have a guy ready to play, and the other one is always ready to go. And I think we'll just kind of play it by ear of if we play two or when that happens. And I think it's important that we do what's best for the team. And I think as long as we're fair and give each guy an ample opportunity when they're in there to do what they need to do, I think it has benefits. And for us last year, playing both had benefits for us because at the end of the year when David did become the starter and got injured, Elijah was ready to play. He had some experience, and definitely he played better the second time around when he came in, and also our guys around him played better. So nothing really more than that.
Thanks, man. See you Thursday.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Greimer, Bleacher Report.
Hey, Jeff. I'm just curious, what has been your perception of Rondale Moore so far and his kind of transition? And then maybe more specifically, you know, what kind of athlete did you guys get with him?
Well, we've been more than pleased with Rondale this camp. He definitely is a outstanding playmaker, and he's had a tremendous camp. He hasn't missed one rep. He comes ready to practice. He's a worker. He gives us everything he has, and, you know, we are going to utilize him this game. Now, you know, you don't want to overload somebody the first game out, and it will be, you know, an adjustment for him. It'll have some nerves, so he might make a mistake or two, but we've got to run with it. This guy has some playmaking ability. It's definitely seen by us and all of his teammates because he displays it in practice. And we want to make sure that we utilize him from game one, but also have patience with him and understand that there may be a few mistakes along the way.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ron McNeil, Athletes Unfiltered.
Hey, Coach, you've talked about how tough your schedule is, and it starts with a tough game against Northwestern, currently the longest winning streak in all of college football. How does having a tough schedule help your team this season and moving forward?
Well, you know what? I think for us, in my opinion, I've always been under the belief from what I believe and in the players, the coaches I played for, that playing great teams will make you better in the end. And I think that you know, with Northwestern, some of the teams we have on our schedule, they're going to be outstanding opponents, and we're not going to be able to take any weeks off, and we're going to have to come ready to play, and we're going to have to do all the small things. We're going to have to improve every week. We're going to have to figure out a way to win the fourth quarter. We're going to, you know, have to be physical and play hard the entire game, and we understand that, you know, if we don't do that, we're not going to win. And hopefully, if you're able to focus like that and concentrate and find ways to get better through victories and definitely through losses, towards the end of the year, you're playing your best football. And luckily for us, last year at the end of the year, we were playing our best football, and I think everybody was kind of on all cylinders. We realized going through the season, hey, here's where our real weaknesses are. This is what we really can't do very good, and this is what we got to figure out a way to do better. And I think you just have to be open and critical of yourself as a coach and a player and realize that every team is new and different, and while you think you may know them, not until you get into live action on the game field do you really realize what you have and who's going to show up and what you're good at. So we've got to, hopefully for us, make sure we're a little farther ahead in game one than some teams are, because we're going to have to be in order to win.
Thanks, Coach. We look on Thursday.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Coach, hopefully this is a long way off, but when you finally choose to hang that whistle up for the last time, in one sentence each, what do you hope that your legacy is as a coach and as a person?
Well, you got some good questions. I think for me, I want to be known as an entertaining coach who plays the game the way it's supposed to be played, as far as having some fun with it, providing some entertainment to the fans and our players. I do pride myself on being a player's coach, and while I have a little bit of intensity on game day and want to win, which I want our players to do, I want those guys to realize that we're here to help them achieve their goals on the field. And in the meantime, help them achieve their goals off the field. And really, while winning is important, when you take the field, really you want them to be successful in everything they do in life. And hopefully, if someone comes and plays for us, they're able to have a lot of fun playing the game, enjoy what they're doing. It doesn't matter who they're playing or what their record is. And at the same time, be able to achieve their goals off the field and have a great college experience. And, as a former player, we're not perfect being the coach I am, but hopefully we can provide that environment.
Thank you, Coach. Have a good season.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.